T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's bring in the senior senator.
Never
I'm
happened.
Doing my role of you. Let's go to senior senator Richard Blumenthal. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. I'm well. Good to be with you.
Senator, just one question. What does the other guy look like? Since you've got your arm in a sling, the other guy, they said, was it McConnell? Did you and McConnell go 15
rounds?
Did
you guys go for it?
Come on.
Well, I wish I had a more dramatic story. It's the product of swimming and, you know, all kinds of sports over a lot of years and rotator cuff surgery.
Oh, no.
No picnic.
No, you're not on the injured
list. You'll
never
pitch again.
So that's good. Yeah, your pitching career is probably over.
I'm still hoping my 100-mile-an-hour fastball will be ready.
Good luck.
Minor surgery.
A couple of things.
What minor surgery is?
Yeah,
surgery
that's
done on somebody else.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Right. See, you could do Sports Center. I could take a day off. talk a little bit, if you can, sir, about the 6 senators who are talking about cracking down on vaping, which it seems like we've talked about vaping for a while, Senator. Now, in the last couple of weeks, it seems like it's blown up.
Yeah.
It has become much more urgent over the past few weeks because of what we've learned recently about the dangerous chemicals that are a result of compounds reacting in these pods to create new chemicals that cause respiratory problems.
Wonderful.
And we've been seeing the hospitalizations and the deaths. Part of it is due to the pods sold on the black market, but Juul pods pose real dangers because of those chemical reactions. And we know that they have pitched, advertised, promoted them primarily to teenagers and adolescents. Now, here's the statistic that is really gut-punching. 1/4 of all high school students are vaping regularly. And that is really the mark of an epidemic that has to be stopped, because we're generating a new generation of nicotine-addicted potential smokers, and the chemicals in the pods themselves may be dangerous.
Well, and I've understood that some people enhance those pods with other substances that don't come originally with it. So you have the flavoring agents, then you have people that are kind of making their own custom one. I think somebody put some THC or something in one, and it almost killed him. So, I mean, is there any regulation at all?
There's virtually no regulation.
Yeah.
Now, a week or so ago, President Trump had a meeting with the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Secretary Azar, the head of the FDA, Dr. Sharpless, and said he was going to ban flavors. That's good. But he gave no firm date for when it's going to be, and that's why we are pushing to ban the flavors, which are the primary means to entice these adolescents and kids. And you're absolutely right. Some of the pods are adulterated, but even the standard Juul pods pose these same kinds of dangers because of those hazardous ingredients.
How quickly can action be taken, do you think, Senator?
Action be taken within 30 days or less. The FDA has had this authority. Congress gave it to them more than 3 years ago. I've been pushing to ban the flavors for these years, and I think we are at the point now where the devices themselves ought to be banned. You know, we had an array at Yale earlier this week on Monday of the different kinds of devices. We were in the laboratory where they test these ingredients, and one is a watch that looks exactly like an iWatch and can be disassembled, and it turns into a vaping device. So kids are taking these devices to high schools. They're hiding them in backpacks or whatever, going into bathrooms. The teachers tell me about it all the time. We're holding a round table coming Monday at Newington High School, and the more we can get this message out for parents, for educators, and for, most important, young people themselves.
You know, another thing that's advertised, and you have a number of projects you're working on, but one is the detox tea, which is advertised specifically to teenagers by such celebrities as Kourtney Kardashian, Christina Milano, and Hilary Duff. And what the heck are these all about?
Well, detox teas are basically laxatives.
Oh, good.
That's the major ingredient. So if you want to lose weight, the best way to do it at least in a couple of days, maybe to take a lot of these laxatives. That's the basic ingredient. But they are very, very dangerous if you take them for 30 days or more. They pose dangers to the liver, the heart, circulatory system, and these celebrity influencers, as they're called, are required to have some scientific, that's what the law requires, some scientific evidence and personal experience. Of course, these celebrities have none of it, and people are lured into using these so-called detox teas over a long period of time, mainly to lose weight. They even have recently issued one on the market for pregnant women.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
And I'm not going to go into why this is so absolutely ludicrously hazardous, but I'm hopeful that action can be taken.
Does it seem to you, Senator, like a lot of things now are a lot more things are slipping through the cracks in this regard, that we have products like the things that we've talked about today that should have been dealt with earlier and not get to a stage where things, I don't want to say a crisis situation, although the vaping would be a crisis situation, I would say, and the detox tea is certainly getting towards that. Why are we having this many problems?
We're in an era of deregulation, which in many respects is a good thing. We can argue back and forth about how much government intervention there should be in our society. But in some instances, government oversight and scrutiny actually helps protect people.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to vaping and these detox teas, the lack of effective government protection for consumers is really potentially having consequences. And so when you talk about it slipping through the cracks, you're absolutely right. There is no regulation of dietary supplements. You can buy them over the counter.
Oh, yeah.
And potentially these dietary supplements, detox teas technically are one, can have very grave impacts on people's health.
But you keep saying, you know, you say, oh, well, it's just tea. I mean, come on, that can't be dangerous. What's the ingredient? What do they put in there? Maybe it's, proprietary, but I wonder what they put in there to create that effect.
And what you don't know can hurt you.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the ingredients are in the vaping liquids or in those detox teas with great precision.
Senator, thanks for the insight. Take care of that rotator cuff. We need you on the mound for the playoffs. and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Senator.
Is he on injured reserve?
We didn't put him on injured reserve because we wanted to be able to pitch in the postseason.
Okay, so we're definitely going to need him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.